Blog Talk Radio.
I really got a half wood. Well, welcome. This is Lila's Corner. I have we're starting a new book. This is book 4. And it's called The Amazing Romantic Adventure. The Adventures of Bravizar Tars by Duane, the Great Writer. Are you ready for a romantic adventure? If you are, let's start with chapter 1. Okay, here we go. Virtually all of us have read stories and seen movies that are far beyond our imagination. And we love them. We want to be a part of them. We want to be the characters in the story of the star and the movie. Most people have been taught that they can only dream such things. And this is not true. But the real reality of the all reality is that we can each of us have a better life than we ever imagined if we are willing to have the real guidance and the real education to have such a life. It takes a person that is willing to have the courage to be a real risk taker. A nonconformist in such a special way, a person that is not rebellious, but daring and resourceful, creative, and ingenious. I am not referring to one who is overly educated and intellectual, but more so street smart from the experience that they have from the world around them. If then they are willing to climb a mountain higher than they ever have and to see what very few will, they may be ready to gain the first step of true reality. True insight and beyond what their personal mind will ever know. And it is also very real, so much so that even what they can imagine will never equal what they will experience with the true reality of themselves. Most of the masses have been taught to look to something outside of themselves, such as their parents, teachers, saviors, saints, and even the gods that people have decided to worship as their authorities. But the real challenge and a real adventure is already with each of us. But we must have real guidance and a real education to be able to first recognize it. The socialized public is educated into a one-dimensional, literal self, and basically nothing is taught about a person's insight, intuition, and most importantly, their perception beyond what they can even imagine that can be possible. The whole of life, the true reality life it already is, cannot be contained in any descriptive form, such as an idea that applies to our physical life. It can be so that a person can think and decide whatever they want to. But when a person has real experiences beyond what their mind and imagination has ever experienced, then they will be able to enter into unseen dimensions and realities that cannot be defined with words or ideas. but can only become alive by the person who is having the experience. A person can read books about being a pilot, but if they never fly an airplane, then they never have the real experience of doing it. Each one of us is so much more than just a physical body and mind. We each actually have four other bodies, and what oversees these bodies is our real awareness. But to get to the real you, one must have real guidance, because there is so much to each of us that is not seen on the surface and lies hidden even to ourselves. To discover ourselves, we must become the risk taker. The masses, those flock of people who have in some way agreed to be educated and herded into categories that others have invented as a control over the unaware, will almost always follow their literal senses, their educated upbringing, which seems to fit so nicely into the social stream of things. But the real risk taker does not follow the herd and is exceptional in their thinking creatively, and they can be taken, if they have taken the time to develop their insight and their intuition, and most of all, the true perception that life is. Those who try and walk the razor's edge usually fall short of the true reality life is, because what I am referring to here is so much more than the gods of man and all the authorities of the earth with their supposed educated wisdom. The true reality life is so real, pure, and genuine that it is definitely so that one cannot imagine that such a reality even exists, but it is that real. It is now not up to me to conceive anyone or convince anyone that what I am presenting here, but for sure, anyone can easily prove with themselves that they truly are so much more than a body on earth and what they are thinking with their mind. Peter Pan did not want to go with Wendy, because he knew that he would be educated and grow old. Until one is willing to come to grips with themselves and decide to explore what most people never will, then they will merely grow old and never have the life that they have wanted that lies beyond their dreams. The true reality life is so much greater than any fantasy that one can imagine. It is the amazing romantic adventure that everyone is looking for. From all the invented systems that will never be found here, only those who have a heart for a real life will know what is real. The true prelude to the new presentation. It is October 2007, and I have just woken up from an amazing experience. This experience occurred right after Rivadar gave me the real position, the new waves. For the second time, August 2007, I was in the real side of Huntington Beach and suddenly standing on the roof of my house as Rivadar Tars was next to me. I looked at him and he smiled, and then he pointed toward the ocean. As I looked over, I suddenly saw a huge gray wave ready to crest. The wave was probably 1,000 feet high. The size of the wave really had an impact on me, and I was ready to run. Rebazar laughed and said, "Relax, Sonny. It's okay. It's merely a demonstration of the all is. Do you want to ride it?" Then he laughed again, real hard, as I was considering what he said. Of course, I didn't want to ride it. And then he nudged me and pointed in back of us. There was another wave about the same size coming our way from the opposite direction on the land. It looked like it was several miles away, and it was also cresting and ready to break. "What do you think about that one, Surfer Boy?" he asked as he laughed, and I thought he would wake up the whole neighborhood. "The waves of the is," I said rather excitedly. "It's bigger than what I saw in August 2001. "That's right. It is bigger, and it is moving in. These are real future events into what can be possible, as only we can see them, as you can see. The waves are gray right now. That's because they're still in the gray area of coming forward into the physical realm. But they'll become colorful when the moment arrives for them to be so. We're going to have fun as you provide the new presentation," he said. "What is the land wave about?" I asked. "Give yourself a moment and it'll come to you," he said with a grin. I looked back at the wave, and it was in the same position with the crest of it feathering at the top. "Huh," I considered. "It must have had something to do with my funny business," which at this time I did not consider how long it would really take before the results would appear. "You're right on, Sonny Boy. Because of how you see the whole picture of what you're doing, these two waves are coming together, and they're big. The new presentation is the all-encompassing opportunity. We are providing an awareness for everyone like never before, and you'll present it to the world through your new books and your funny business. So this is why we're here. I want you to write new book 4, starting right now," he said as he smiled. "I'm just about finished with book 3, The Great and the Real Far Country. And this would be another great book. I have shown to redo Paul's book, Stranger by the River. Is that one what you wanted? That one will possibly be later. The one I want you to do now is The Adventures of Rebazar Tars. This world needs a real good adventure story that makes sense," he said, and then he looked at me. What he said took me back for a moment, and then I started to laugh and laugh. He laughed with me as the idea swam around me. "Okay, what's the idea of this adventure story?" "Well, Indy, you and I have gone on a great adventure that we will share with this earth so that everyone can see for themselves what is going on with the silly world and so many of the events that have shaped things to be as they are today. It will be fun for us and those who catch on, and at the same time, It will provide a lot of information for people to understand what is taking place with the creation of the new presentation, he said, as he smiled. As I stood here with him, I began to see images of myself appear out on the unseen, invisible side. It was the isness of life, sharing the many possibilities and options I had to creatively put together the new book together. It was all coming so easy, and I could see the adventure unfolding as it was something along the lines of what Paul had been through many years ago as Revisor. I was so excited, as I had not even considered anything like this, and all of a sudden, here it was. How cool is this, I said to myself. Do you have any what can you say about this, Tim? Tim? What do you say about all this that I've just written?
Oh, I had it on mute. Oh, how important these new books are for everyone on Earth right now. It's just so wonderful that for those that are ready, that the real guides present the guidance to the books, have the opportunity to find out so much about what's really going on. And the waves sound like they're very close, and it's a little interesting how they're going to be colorful instead of just gray in the when they come into the physical. Oh, there's so much that makes so much sense if a person's really putting out effort and trying to understand what the words mean, and that how everybody can have a better life if they're willing to pay attention to, and humble themselves to accept the real guidance and the real education that's being offered. It's such a wonderful thing that we have this chance to become aware of how to share ways of earning our way out of the psych realms into this wonderful real universe stuff. That I guess it's hard to have any idea what endlessness is or forever, but why would a person want to stay any longer in the psych realms, keep going through these same almost what seem to be tortures at times of being alive in the physical in a lot of ways? So I guess that there are a certain amount of people that the real guides know that have been tempered enough and have the real heart to pay attention when it's being offered and to value it, not just take it for granted. The waves sound awful big.
Oh, yeah, and some of them seem like they're so far away from us, but they're not really, but they'll soon show up. And we have to deal with these problems. Do you want to say something, Val?
I often see that people don't, their God is too small, if you want to put it that way. If you want to talk about God, which we're not really, but people see God as, they humanize him, they characterize him as almost human, with great powers, but often considered how huge even the creation God is what we call the Kelum God, that all the different throughout history, the different past, you know, all the different eras we've been through and the different people and what they've thought and come up with in their imagination, nature, the universe, the solar system, how big it is, how neat nature is and all the different things, how small the little organisms can be and they're still functional. And it's just the whole, it's overwhelming how huge this thing is, and that's only creation. So what we're presenting here is even beyond that, which makes sense because it must be bigger, you know, it must be bigger than what you would think. God must be bigger. It has to be to encompass everything that's ever been, ever is, and ever will be. So again, this is the creation world, so even that's big. But what we're presenting is beyond that. And the great adventure is getting through ourselves. That's the great adventure, actually. And we don't have to go anywhere. The neat thing is we don't have to go anywhere to do it. It's all within, you know, it's all, we've created all this stuff around ourselves, around our five bodies, all these ideas. So we really don't have to project or go anywhere because everything is right here in front of us. It's just a matter of figuring out how to get through these things and not being attached, or we call it tap line, to them, and moving into a recognition and a perception of just what is, this reality that just is. So the great adventure really is right here. We don't have to climb mountains or go on long journeys, because everything that we've created for ourselves is right in front of us. We just have to see it for what it is and then recognize what really is. And that, my friends, is a great adventure.
This life is an adventure with many challenges. Dwayne then said, as I woke up in my physical body around 8 a.m. and sat for a moment and looked over everything that took place. Oh boy, I said, as I smiled to myself, it is Halloween today, whatever that means. I decided to call Miss Beverly and tell her about what just happened. I dialed the number, and of course she answered. She is always there. Hey, Basso, I said. Hey, Basso, Dwayne, what's new today, she asked. Hey, Basso is our code word of identifying our group. Let me tell you what just happened with Ravizar, I said, as I explained the experience to her of the two big waves. After we talked for a while and also discussed our funny business, I did a new youth session and found myself on the beach at the shoreline, which is just across the street from the physical side of the waterfront. Hilton. It was a remarkably clear day, and the sun was overhead shining brightly. I looked at the surroundings, and everything looked so clear and clean. Then Ravizar appeared in front of me from a light that he stepped out of. This place is the real side of Huntington Beach. Just like in the wave experience. There's no pollution here and no unaware beings. All there are from the real universes. All the vehicles run on the sound light reality. not on polluting substances. This area has been established for you because the real you wanted to be it, to be so. Now you are aware of it, and it is another place for you to come to. I see you have started writing new book 4 about the new adventure. I would like you to include the 5 waves that Miss Kathy experienced with you since 2001. Before we get started with where we're going and what I'll be sharing with you, tonight we will start our journey. And I will see you then, said Rebazar, as he turned and walked across the water and vanished into the reflective light of the sun. I stood and watched the waves coming into the shore and then immediately became aware of sitting in my couch again as a phone rang and brought me back to my physical body. I got up and went to my computer and started writing about the 5 waves. The 5 waves of Miss Kathy. In August of 2001, the first time I received the real position from Paul Twitchell, the Rod of Power, I had met Miss Kathy once again, this time lifetime. She and I have been together so many lifetimes prior to this one, I always like to hear her stories about those times and events, along with our present adventures together. Miss Kathy has her own little house where Rebazar Tars and Gobaldos seem to hang out a lot. I talk with her on the phone all the time, and she tells me if there are or are not things that was going on through my trials after taking on the Rod of Power for the first time. She would mention how the real guides were in her house and supporting me. They knew I needed a confidence builder at that time, and she helped me a lot. It was also the time when I was meeting with Rebazar and Paul and rewriting Paul's book to be The Real Far Country. I was asked by Rebazar Tars in 2005 to redo his book, but I had no idea they wanted it out on the public until now. I was shown early in this life that all the preparedness and presentation that I had gone through with Rebazar and Paul would someday reveal itself. But I was not to mention any of this until I was instructed to do so. All the years I had classes, no one knew what I had come through and had experienced. Not even the time that I was married to my wife, Heather. Over the years from 2001, Miss Kathy and I have had so many real experiences together, and from time to time, she would tell me about them from her point of view. The most fascinating ones were the 5 waves, and so for the new history of the Is, I will relate these real experiences to this world. Of course, to most unaware and asleep humans who have been dumbed down by the outer secret social structure, they will have a hard time figuring out what I am presenting here. To them, this new book will seem like science fiction. In August 2001, when I had the real side experience with Paul Twitchell, and he handed me the Rod of Power, which I have renamed the New Wave. Miss Kathy was also seeing the events that were taking place with me from her own awareness. What I have learned from being with the real universal guides is that there are so many different ways to experience the same events in our lives, so that we can be taught much better, a much better view of who are in relation to the great reality they all is. The true essence of life is constantly leading us back to our original source, not the space gods of confusion that most people look to, but the true reality that all is. The all is beyond our mind that it can even fathom. But humans like you be stubborn and think that they really do know something. Human knowledge is based upon created events in the physical realms and not real experience from the real universes, where one stands as a radiant being of light and totally aware. I have realized a new book, Being of Light, and I have realized that the new books that I'm writing are not so much about me, but a much bigger picture, and that is the true survival of every person on this planet and many others on other worlds. This is why I have decided to always put Rivas Avatars and the real guides as the headliners. They have been around a long time and have assisted the human race from the unseen world. Most humans consider their physical life to be the most important, but not me, as I have discovered what a privilege it is to know what is real now. If a person does not discover their real awareness during this lifetime, then they will search into future lifetimes and be at the mercy of this passing dream. Each person directs their own journey, as this is where they have decided, and it becomes the real razor's edge. Most of society is lost in the old ancient styles of being a follower of some systemic belief or faith, and a lot of sound good scenarios where there are certain people who are at the head of these business formulas that keep others along with themselves unaware of their true potential. The ancient gods of anarchy who have and are ruling the hearts and minds of most people are not going to like being exposed for whom they really are, and as the awareness of so many people that are ready for the new history of the all is to occur. And so it is my privilege and task to bring this super knowledge to the surface at the request of Rivas Avatars and the real universal guides. This new adventure will be like other, and all the new books are unique for this era in time and space. And so, here we go. Miss Kathy related their real side experiences to me from her point of view over the years that I've known her. She has been with me through all of it. T. Kim, do you think that another person, you know, can really guide you? And is it good to have another person to talk to and to guide you? Someone that's knowledgeable, like Miss Kathy. What do you say to that?
Sure. It's just like being a child. We need to have someone be teaching us how to be careful and things, so that things that if we do, we get in trouble, and things we do are fun. It's just this, how important it is that Dwayne is here at this time and sharing these new books. And it's interesting how he talks about Miss Kathy being together a lot in previous lives too, and she's helped a lot in this life. And it makes me wonder that I wonder what she's up to right now.
Right. The first sound wave was in 2001, as I have received the real position from Paul Twitchell for the first time, Miss Kathy. I was on the beach in Hawaii, and Rebazar and Gopal were also there. They were standing on the beach when Rebazar pointed to the big waves that were breaking really far out from the shore. "Look, Miss Kathy, it's your friend Dwayne. He is about to take off on the wave of his life," said RT as he smiled. "I could barely see you as you were paddling past the breaking waves from the farthest to the biggest waves. There was another wave that the building on the far outside. We were at an angle on the beach to where we could see you. You kept paddling out toward the waves, and as everyone else did not seem to see the outside waves, then you finally came to it and turned your board around. Watch this, Miss Kathy," said Rebazar, as he was smiling at me and nudged Gopal. "You paddled really hard and caught the biggest outside set." I actually held my breath for a moment, wondering if you could really make the drop. You did seem to fly down the face of the wave real fast. For a moment, it did look as though it was a little bit shaky for you, but you made it to the bottom and did a huge turn to where you came back up to the top and then cut back down the face and then turned again as the wave formed a giant tube over you. For a few moments, you disappeared in the white water, and then suddenly you flew out of the giant tube with your hands in the air. And as you did, I heard this loud applause in the back of me. I turned to see hundreds of the real guides cheering as you made it through the biggest wave of the day. I didn't remember seeing them on the beach before, so they must have suddenly appeared. Rebazar and Gopal were applauding also, and I thought the whole scene was so spectacular. You rode the wave all the way to the shore and then jumped off your board and onto the sand. Everyone cheered again, and I could tell that you were a little embarrassed. And then you picked up your board and walked to us. You were smiling as Rebazar greeted you. "You did it, Dwayne. You took the ways that no one else even saw. And Rivazar, as he laughed and put his hand on my shoulder. At that moment, I realized what Rivazar was saying. He was referring to the fact of the new reality and what you were more aware than the others who were out there looking and wanting to have the real position. Then you came over to me. Hello, I'm the new guy, you said as you put your board down. I know, Duane. You and I have known each other for so many different times, I said as I was so happy for you. I can see about you, Miss Kathy. It's so good to see you again. We'll be doing a lot of things together, you told me. The second sound wave was about 3 years later, and this was during the time that you had stepped back from the real position and needed a rest. You were in a weakened state and compared to the first wave. We were once again in the Hawaiian Islands, and I was standing on the shore, and I watched you paddle out to the Big Surf. I could tell that you did not have the endurance you had from the first time before you paddled out and caught the biggest wave. It was bigger than the first one. As you rode it in, at some point, I also saw Van catch the wave as it came closer to shore, and you both rode it in. Then you came onto the shore, and you fell on the sand and laid on your back. Rivazar, Gobel, and Yabul stood over you, and I could tell that they were rather sad. As you were on the sand, Van came over to you and looked at you and then left with Yabul. Rivazar and Gobel stayed with you. Van was to be trained to take your place. I watched the scene fade, and I was back in my house on Earth. When I woke up, I knew what was taking place. I had seen you fall from the mountaintop after you had taught and brought your friends into the real universes. You were like the mother that gave birth and died from the giving. I was very sad, but I knew there was more to come to for you. I watched you for years to go through the awfulness of the influence and how she tortured you to try to get you to submit to her will. She knew you were weak and disoriented. From all that you had given over the 30 years and then taken on the world karma with the rod of power, to where you had been attacked and beaten down, but even your friends who you taught for 20 years understood what you did for them. I saw them leave, and with that you felt everyone, given the true guides, had deserted you. I saw everything. The real guides never left you, and together we saw everything. We saw them bring you back as you would be the new future. Well, that's some experience, isn't it? I mean, really, to get here, we really do have to put ourselves through so much, but never give up. Keep the focus. And that's just what he did. What do you say, Val?
Well, through those years where he was, he left the position from 2003 to 2007, something like that. Yeah, he was focused still on the is, so that's what kept him going and what keeps us going. So it's really an endurance, stamina kind of thing to keep going with this, because it's not as glamorous as people might think. The spiritual life, so-called spiritual life, is just so much more real, and there's no guarantee. Where the spiritual life, they tell you, well, you earn your way to a nice heaven or something, which is designated, of course, but in this and that, if you're a good person. But here, you have to be alert all the time. There's no letting up in a way. It's a matter of like life is always on, and if you want to be with it, you're on too all the time, basically. And it's just so real that people get sidetracked with their thoughts of what they think it should be. And that's where a lot of people lose their focus. They think it should be this, they think it should be that, when in reality it's just what it is. And that's what you just have to go with what it is. And that's why it's so hard for some people, because they want to go with what they think it is and go with their comfort zone or with their family or relationship. Whatever it's what it is, and that is the adventure. And you see how Dwayne came out of this even more. He became even more aware, and I noticed his reactions to things, especially confrontation. He gets even more focused, and it's almost like the confrontations and the hard times are a way to even become more aware in their own way, even though it's a challenge. But if you're going to be like in your comfort zone all the time, it's nice. It's nice for a respite or recovery or rest, but we're here on the front lines here. And that's where the action is. It's where the boys like to be. They like the adventure. And that's where it's happening. So you can choose wherever position you want to be. You want to be in the front. You want to be in the back. You want to quit, or take a rest. It's always your choice. But I prefer where the action is, and it's front lines and where it's happening. We're the main event here in life, so that's where it is now in terms of history. What was before was, but now it's like an ever new nowness, and to be part of that is a privilege and real a lot of gratitude for that, to be able to be participants in this.
The third sound wave happened sometime in early 2006. You were starting to come back alive from your weakened state, from the influence. We were on the island of Kovasai, and the day was perfect. All of us were standing on the shore and looking out at the giant surf that was happening. Rivazar and Gopal were waiting to see what you'd do. I could tell as you were standing there and looking at the huge waves that you were rather apprehensive. I could see that it was hard for you to do what you knew you had to do. You knew that there was no one else that could do all that all is wanted for all mankind. You had already died once, and I knew that you were not afraid and that you really did want the adventure back. But the youthfulness was not there anymore. You seemed to feel older now. And even though your heart was, and you were still in the youthful golden warrior, sent here to do something wonderful for the Ohoos. Naboo Sakabi and Tral Twitchell suddenly appeared on the shore in front of you and just stared at you, and then looked out into the huge waves that covered the horizon. I could see you take a deep breath and look down at the ground, as if to say to yourself that you had no other choice than to do what you came on Earth to do. You stood for the longest time, and everyone just waited, standing very still. I could feel my heart pounding for you, and what you were going to decide, finally. You slowly grabbed your board and went to the water's edge, and then stopped for a moment and looked back to everyone. I could tell that this is a very hard moment for you, and as though you were willing to die and end it all instead of making it all the way back to the top. Then you walked out into the water and paddled away. For a moment, I truly thought that you would not return, but let yourself become lost somewhere in the vast ocean. All of us watched as you went to the far outside, to where we could barely see you. The giant waves kept coming in, and you were so far out, and I began to wonder about you. We watched wave after wave begin to break, but you were not on any of them. The sun was now in the afternoon sky and causing a great reflection on the water, to where I could hardly see anything but a brilliant reflection on the water. All of a sudden, the huge waves that were breaking seemed to be a radiance of movement as they crested and broke. But still, I could not see you at all. I really wonder if you had given up for good. Then I heard you calling to me, "Miss Kathy, you have done so much for me, and I am still very weak, and I do not have the enthusiasm that I had during my first time. But I can see that there is a giant outset that's waiting for me. It is actually moving very slow, like the waves on the shore when I had the real position in 2001. And I wondered if I could survive as it engulfed me. I'm paddling as fast as I can to get to this wave, and we shall see if I live," he said, and then there was silence. The boys looked at me because they knew what was going on. As usual, they were very calm and real. Me, I was a little agitated and concerned, and even began to cry a bit. Then Yabul yelled, "Look, he's going for it," as he pointed out to see the biggest wave of the day. "I saw you take off this huge wave, that it was so incredible. It was a brilliantly beautiful creation of wonderment. For some reason, all the waves in front of you seemed to suddenly flatten out, and we could see you so very clearly as you went to the bottom and made a big turn that looked like you were in slow motion. The wave itself seemed to slow down as though it was taking its time to show off. Everything about your ride was rather ethereal in so serene. As you came up from your turn with the wave, the enormous wave gently wrapped itself around you, and you are covered in a transparent, glassy tube. We could see you through the wall of water as it was holding you inside. Look, said Rebazar, look at how clear the new you wave is. It is clearer than I've ever seen it before. I immediately knew what it meant, and that is your presentation would be very, very clear and real. You rode the wave for the longest time as though you were in slow motion with it until you finally came out and cut back and then rode it into shore. You took your time getting out of the water as you looked back across the ocean you had just come from. I could tell that you were suddenly happy with what you have done as you walked up to us. This is how your new moment was with the isness. You always have known it to be so real. Tim, what do you say? We're just about out of time here, so could you give us some words here?
Sure. It's sounds like powerful stuff, and you can see Dwayne as the example of you have to take the risk to find out for yourself if you can make it or not. It's like most of the world still is following those who are unaware, and that Dwayne's here for everyone's real survival, the true survival. And this is such an opportunity and such a gift that those that are getting to be aware of this new presentation. It makes me wonder, he writes about Van once, and it makes me wonder who is this Van, but anyway, he sure seems to mention how the influence tortured him for some years, and we have to try to understand what this influence is to relate to how it was able to torture him, and if that's to be some of our experiences too, this influence, how we are affected by it. I'm thankful that we have this opportunity to share what's being presented. And I guess for those that are ready, it'll be very clear if we pay attention and are sincere about our efforts to be involved with this new presentation. And
thanks
again for you and Val for sharing this information to others, and the opportunity for them to get the new books by Dwayne the Great Writer, and to sing the new song and find out for themselves.
Thanks, Tim.
So, yeah. Thanks.
A little clarification. Van was Dwayne's best friend for a while, and he was part of the class that Dwayne had in his house for the longest time. We tried to contact Van a while back, but he didn't respond. So he's still in the area, the Southern California area. that, like many of the others, they just dropped off and to off a cliff, basically. And we see them on the real side, and this is what happens. You just kind of fade away somewhere. And
do you see that similar to when Dwayne was going through experiences from 2003 to 2006 or so?
What was the question? What was your question?
That when a person is having the opportunity to be involved and then kind of back off at the effort that he was putting out.
That's a pretty hairy experience that he went through, and the only thing I see kept him going was his focus on the is, whereas other people usually get sidetracked with their personal life, as we keep saying. So that's what kept him in the ball game, from what I see, is just that tremendous focus on the isness, no matter what he went through. And yeah, it was hard, because once you know about this and then you step back or step away, then everything kind of starts caving in on you. And it's a little bit scary in a way, because, you know, you don't have the direction anymore. The real guidance isn't as strong. You may have it. Doesn't mean the real guides aren't going to be with you. That focus, it's like that arrow, that acuteness, that sharpness, that it's not there anymore. You're kind of dulling yourself with your attention.
Yeah, torture is torture. So that's quite an experience to how the influence was able to be torturing Dwayne for a time.
Yeah.
That's
vulnerable.
About as cruel as it gets.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway, thanks again, Lila, for reading and for the discussion. Val.
Oh, my goodness. This is such a privilege to be able to read these books. I mean, you know, I hope that this can open up some avenues for those unaware people. Give us some thoughts and give us some time and take on a new adventure. Life really is an adventure, a romantic adventure. And with that, I think we'll all say good night, and let's say good night with a you. Good night, all.
Good night.
Thank you, Jim.
Happy dreams.
Thank you.
See ya.